Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Liberate Yourself. We are here to talk today about budgeting made easy. At Insights Counseling Center, Inc., we have started a new holistic program that is called the Six Pillars of Health, and it encompasses financial health, mental health, physical health, our spiritual health, legacy, and physical. And today we're going to talk with CEO Nancy Benet of Fix It Accounting on how to create a budget and live by it. And let me see. Hello? Hello?
Karen?
Yes.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
We're on. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. It's so
Thank
good
you.
To hear you.
And you as well.
This is Nancy Benet of Fix It Accounting, CEO, and she has an incredible amount of experience that I'm really excited to share with you guys. And she is also going to be talking at our workshop on February 19th, the title is called Budgeting Made Easy, which is much more than just how to create a budget, but it's about how really our finances affect our emotional health, because it is our way of surviving, and so it's powerful. Wouldn't you say, Nancy?
I would definitely say it's very powerful.
Yes. And so what are some things that make you an authority on budgeting?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, I have the educational background. I'm an accountant. I deal with numbers all day, every day, and have for many years. I was a CPA in South Carolina for about 15 years, and I'm in Florida now, and I'm an enrolled agent, which is a nationwide thing that allows me to practice before the IRS and represent clients there. So I deal with every conceivable financial difficulty on a daily basis.
Yes. Thank goodness for people like you.
I know. Well, if you get in trouble, but hopefully you don't need that. Thankfully, I do deal with a lot of business owners and individuals as well that don't have these great big issues. But because I've dealt with so many of them, I just know the ins and outs and how to keep from getting in trouble as well as how to get out of trouble.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
I said, talk about having a peace of mind. I can speak from, I'm a client of yours, and the peace of mind that I have knowing that I don't have to worry, did I screw something up, did I miss something because I don't understand, all the ins and outs of tax, whatever all takes place, when you have a business. So, yeah.
Yeah, there are so many things that can trip you up. But that's true in the individual world as well. I think that there's no education for how to manage your money when you go to school. And so people get in trouble pretty easily because you get all these credit card offers. Here, just sign up and, oh, my gosh, free money. But it's not free.
Right.
Yeah. I've also done a lot of volunteering with Crown Ministries, being a money map coach, where I was trained to help people develop a budget, get out of debt, live by that, and just saw the freedom that it creates in your life if you can do something a little bit differently and not have that financial dark cloud above your head. Because there are ways to avoid that or get out of it if you're already in it.
Right. And just a huge relief to be in that situation and get out of it. I've been there myself, and you were there also. You were instrumental in helping me get through that part of my life.
Oh,
so,
I'm so glad that I could help. But one of the reasons that I was helpful to you, Karen, is because I've been there myself. I have four children by myself, went through a bad divorce, and sometimes it was really hard to put food on the table. So I did. I just never wanted to be there again. And my ex left me with $600,000 in debt and no child support and no nothing. So, you know, digging out of that myself gave me the tools to help others. And I really think it's an important mission in my life to help somebody else get out. And so I'm really glad that I could help you.
Yes, and so many other people. What is a budget and why should we live on one?
You know, everybody thinks that budget word is bad and it restricts your life and makes it miserable, but the opposite really is true. All it is a spending plan. It just helps you to plan out where your money goes instead of throwing it all. Okay, your check comes in, you throw it in this big pot in the middle, and okay, we have money today, and oh, let's go to Disney. Pull the money out. Oh, let's take a vacation. We need a big screen TV. Pull the money out. And then it's time to pay bills that are maybe unexpected, and they come up, and you look into your bucket, and it's empty. And say, oh, well, we better put that on the credit card. So you end up in a bad place. But if you have a spending plan that plans for these unexpected expenditures, then you don't get put in a bad place where you have to stick it on a credit card. You can plan everything. And planning also means planning for the fun things. So I like to think of budgeting as planning your lifestyle, and you can budget around that. I have a friend I love the way she lives her life. She likes to travel. So she plans her budget and her money based on where she wants to go. So owning a house or having, you know, a home base is less important to her. She does own a house, and she rents out rooms to other people to pay the mortgage so she can have more money to go travel, and yet she still builds equity in her house. So that's all it is. It's just a spending plan. It keeps us in check and makes sure that the important bills get paid first rather than doing the fun stuff first and the other things later and then getting in trouble.
Yeah, and then there's no fun whatsoever.
It is no fun to be in financial trouble. In fact, that causes more stress than just about anything else, especially on a marriage. I see people all the time that have financial difficulty. Maybe they've got IRS problems or they've got debt problems. They're filing bankruptcy. They're losing their house, and their marriage is in trouble too just because of the financial stress it causes. So my take on this is to always plan your financial life instead of just letting it happen to you, because when you let it happen, it doesn't go well.
Right. Yeah, and as a marriage and family therapist, I can assure you that, yes, the financial sector does have a huge part in couples and can definitely tear couples apart. So, you've said that budgeting sets us free. Why? I would think that it's restrictive.
Well, that's the perception, which is why nobody wants to live on a budget. But it really is not so restrictive, because you have to look ahead and plan for all of the big expenses that you don't expect, plan for things that are going to help you build equity, like buying your home, saving for retirement, things like that. It also helps you say no to all these people in your life that are, you know, well, you don't have the nicest cars. I do. Why not? You're less than. You get these messages from the advertisers and from your neighbors that if you don't have the nicest, best, newest thing, that you're less than. But if you have a spending plan and you stick with that, it's easier for you to resist these impulse purchases. It helps you to say no to your neighbor. It helps you not to even look at them, because what do you care what they're doing? And what do they care what you're doing? It doesn't matter. What you're doing is protecting your emotional health by protecting your financial life.
Yes, but they look so happy.
That's such a false perception. Oh, if I get that pretty thing, I'm going to be happy. But the truth is it makes you miserable, because the more stuff you get, number one, the more stuff that you have to maintain. And once you get it, it's just one more thing, and you don't appreciate it anymore. So why even buy it in the first place? And that's part of it, getting our emotional health in check so that we don't need those outside things to make us happy.
That is a fabulous point.
Yeah. It's all about creating peace in your life. And for me, having that financial situation under control to where I'm not in a bad place is key to my personal peacefulness.
Oh, and that is priceless, isn't it?
It is. Really, you can't buy that.
No, no. What does need versus want mean in spending and budgeting?
Yeah, I think we sometimes confuse the two. A need is having a roof over your head and food in your tummy. But a want is the big house in the gated community with all the trappings and having to keep up with the Joneses next door. You know, sometimes it's good to have an expensive house that appreciates in value pretty quickly, but if you can't afford that, it is not a good idea. It's much better to live below your means and save than above your means and get in trouble. And the need versus want is so illustrated here because you can live in a much more modest house very easily. Okay, maybe your friends look down on you, but they're not really your friends anyway if they're doing that.
Sure.
And so eating out's another big area. You know, you stop at Starbucks every day and spend $4 or $5 or $7. Do you really need that? Oh, I need my coffee. Well, make some at home. Okay,
yeah.
you don't like that as well, but you get used to it. It's not like you're missing out on something.
Yeah.
I'm just a proponent of frugal living and saving and only dealing with your needs. If there's something you want, that's great, but plan for that. And if something's more important to you, you can plan for the more important items on your want list and not the less important items that trip you up sometimes because we do impulse spending. And the impulse spending is always definitely just a want. And that want is just in this moment when you buy. Later on, you have buyer's remorse and feel bad about your purchase. So one more emotional problem that comes up with the purchase that makes you feel guilty.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and then if you turn it around that if you, every day that you don't go to Starbucks and you take that $5 and pay yourself, put it in your savings, then you're rewarding yourself. And then you see that grow every day. It's like, ooh, now I have $10. And, ooh, now I have, you know, $100. And that's pretty exciting.
You are exactly right. That is very exciting. For me, anyway, unfortunately, I see so many people that make huge amounts of money and they have nothing to show for it. And I try to teach them that it's more exciting to see the savings grow and feel secure than it is to have the new car or the $5 Starbucks every day.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if you turn it into a game, then it can be fun.
That's so true. So budgeting doesn't have to hurt.
What's that? Oh.
Budgeting doesn't have to hurt.
Oh,
it
yeah,
doesn't have to be
yeah.
a negative. It can be a very big positive in your life.
Very much true, yes. Well, we are just about out of time for today, and we do have more to talk about. So would it be possible for me to get you back and chat a little bit more?
Of course. I love talking about this.
Okay, good. Wonderful. Well, thank you. And if anybody wants to come and hear Nancy Moore live in person, again, remember that we do have the workshop on Thursday, March 19th, and it's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in DeLand. And you can reach us and sign up at 386-492-0778. And thank you so much for listening in, and we will catch up with Nancy within the next few days. Thanks.
Thank you, Karen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.